Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. On this phone with me today, I'm joined by Mary Smith. How are you doing, Mary?
Hey, I'm doing great. I just got back from a trip and I'm already rested up.
You're already rested up?
Yes.
Are you even on our same time zone yet, or do you have jet lag?
Oh, yes. It doesn't take me long to get back to the original time zone that I came from.
Oh, okay. All right. So yes. Where did you go this time?
Trip was to Iceland. I had the desire to see the Aurora Borealis.
Yes.
Or the Northern Lights. And it was a good opportunity in the month of October. So that's what I've been doing the last few days, looking for those lights. About 9 and 10 o'clock at night.
So how did this work? You've always wanted to see the Aurora Borealis, and you decided, well, you know what? Iceland's a good place to watch that from. Let me go to Iceland.
Iceland is an extremely popular place for tourists right now, as well as this time of the year is your best opportunity.
Oh, okay.
For viewing these. Uh-huh.
Okay, so did you go with a group, or did you go just by yourself?
I went with a group. My roommate was a high school classmate that grew up north of Sims, but she now lives in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, okay.
So I flew from Evansville to Chicago, and she flew from Dallas to Chicago, where we met up and then spent our time together. Oh. We also had, I guess there were seven of us that flew out of Evansville with a Colette, C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E, company tour. And everything was planned out for us, and we had a tour guide once we got there. And we traveled throughout the area on a big travel bus.
Oh, okay. All right. So did you see... I guess you landed in Reykjavik?
Yes.
Okay, the capital and the city where President Reagan met with President Gorbachev of the USSR, right?
That is correct.
Is there still a lot of stuff about that in Reykjavik?
There was quite a bit, but they were more concentrating on showing us the touristy sites as opposed to anything political.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
So it's more touristy than historical, huh?
Well, of course, there were historical things, you know, with any of this touristy stuff. But you go around and you see the waterfalls and the volcanoes and all of these different things, museums and what have you, throughout the day. And you get history.
Okay.
But you get a lot of sightseeing in.
Okay, so besides the Aurora, what was the most, how many days were you in Iceland, first off?
Okay, it was a 7-day trip. We left on Sunday the 20th out of Evansville, and we returned back in Chicago on Sunday evening the 27th, but could not get a plane until Monday morning to fly back to Evansville.
Oh, okay. All right.
It took me 8 days. Get back.
Okay. So, and you enjoy flying and going to different places, don't you?
I do. I like to experience various cultures, enjoy the sights, the history, the cuisine, all of these things. They're just great experiences for me.
Oh, okay. So, so you've been to how many states?
How many states in the United States? Countries?
How many states in the United States?
I have been to all 50.
All 50 have knocked off the lot, off the list. How many countries have you been to?
Countries, I've been to Barranquilla, Colombia, South America. I've been to London, Ireland, India, Australia, New Zealand, Germany. I stepped my foot in Austria and France. In Norway, Amsterdam, Italy, stepped my foot in Switzerland, Spain, and then Iceland, And I think that's the main or the big ones that I've covered over the last, I would say, about basically 20 years. However, Barranquilla and London took place, Barranquilla in 1976 and London in 1987.
Oh, okay.
And we had exchange students in our home from Barranquilla, Colombia.
Oh, okay.
And they invited us to come down and visit in their home. So that was the trip in 1976. In London, when one of my daughters had graduated from a four-year college and the other one graduated from a two-year college, then I took them to London for a week. We had a nice vacation there.
That's quite the present.
Yes.
So, what has been your what was your favorite memory of Iceland?
Well, it would be the Northern Lights and the Blue Lagoon.
What is the Blue Lagoon?
Okay, that is a large lake or body of water that is quite warm, quite heated, that people drive to this area and you go through the building or the process where you shower and put on your swimming suit and then you walk out in this 30 degree temperature and walk into this blue lagoon, which is beautiful blue watercolor, and the steam's rising off of it at all times. And you just kind of float around and enjoy the warmth of all of it. And after you play around in that a while, then you get out and you go back to the shower stall and out of your suit and back into your clothes and you're ready to leave.
Okay. All right. Did you see any of the volcanoes?
Yes. We saw several volcanoes, you know, at distances, of course, but we saw the results of all of them because when they erupt, it makes such a wide area of all of this volcanic ash, and there is large chunks that even come out of it, and they lay there and grow moss and eventually deteriorate down into soil.
Oh.
And become part of the land there.
Okay.
And, of course, all of the glaciers, as they are doing their melting, they make for a tremendous amount of waterfalls.
Oh, okay. So
that's a very interesting sight. There was waterfalls that, had it not been so cold and windy, we could have walked behind waterfalls. But we had 2 days, the wind was gale force wind.
Oh, my.
And about 100 miles north of us, they said that there was about 100 mile an hour winds.
Wow.
Now, our bus, as we would ride along on the highway, and I would watch the driver, he had to really hold tight to the steering wheel and keep the jerking the bus back and keeping, you know, in our driving lane. But one tourist bus in that area got turned over that very day, and another one had all of the windows blown out of it due to the strong winds.
Oh, my.
So if you were walking, like, out on the black ash beach toward the water, and the wind was coming at your face, you might take one step and get blown back two. Because it was extremely severe, and of course the temperature being around 30 degrees, you wanted to be bundled up pretty well.
Oh, okay. So, so what was surprising about Iceland to you?
Maybe the bareness of it all, because it's not that much inhabited on so much of the ground because of the volcanoes and the cold, and of course they can't raise crops out there in all of that. They have to use greenhouses, but they do grow bananas and various vegetables in their greenhouse, and they provide their own food for the most part. Of course, they have what they call horses, but the horses are about the size of our ponies, and occasionally we would see a few cows, but we saw a lot of sheep on the countryside that would be grazing kind of on the mountainside where they could find some green. Occasionally we saw green, but it seems like there was a lot of just the black ash. Great big rocks or chunks of it that you look across and you think, I couldn't walk across that because it's just too uneven and too rugged.
Oh, okay. So, and what was the food like?
The food was primarily fresh fish and lamb.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, a breakfast buffet would consist of scrambled eggs and bacon and little sausages and some what we would call like little lunch meats of different meat varieties and cheeses. And they would usually have oatmeal and yogurt and fresh fruit, tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuce, chopped up green peppers. It was a nice variety of everything, but their primary thing is lamb and fresh fish.
Okay.
That was all delicious, very delicious.
Okay. Yeah. Now, this is the one thing I've heard about Iceland, is that the water tastes different when you get back.
The water is so pure due to all the underground, I don't know, geysers or whatever, and everything. They said your tap water is just as pure as can be, and they drink directly from the tap. They don't buy bottled water over there every time you turn around and want to drink. They just run it out of the tap, and it's nice and cold. And then they have this, what you call, geothermal heating system that comes out of the ground also. So apparently it's very economical for the people that live there for utilities, so to speak.
Okay.
Of course, Iceland's a very expensive place. I think the money exchange to our dollar, theirs was something like $1.25 to $1.30, although it's kroners. And anything that we bought, you know, was higher than what if we were buying it back here.
Right. What did you buy?
I would say an average lunch would be around $20.
Okay.
For a hot dog or a hamburger with fries or a chunk of fish with fries would probably be an average of 20. And since we didn't have to buy our evening meals, it was included in our tour, but I would guess they would probably run $35 to $50.
Okay.
In their money.
All right. Did you buy any souvenirs? Did you buy a lovely wool sweater or a coat?
No. But I do collect paperweights, I have a few paperweights from other countries, so I looked for paperweights, and I found three of interest, one of them having the picture of the lights from the Northern Lights, and I also bought a couple of, three or four bars of chocolate, because I have a friend at church that says, "Hey, Mary, bring me back a couple of bars of candy." So I did.
You didn't get to stuck with those.
I've got some candy for you, Steve.
You didn't get stuck with those at customs, did you?
I didn't have any problem getting it through customs.
Oh, okay.
No, they didn't question it. They just asked me if I'd purchased anything, and I said some candy and little minor souvenirs, which I probably didn't spend $100.
Right.
You know, on any of that.
So,
little reminders that I'd been there.
So, are you planning another trip?
Well,
has that process started yet?
I'm considering now going to Scotland and Northern Ireland, possibly sometime this summer.
Oh, okay.
I got my deposit made.
Why Scotland and Northern Ireland?
Well, I've been to southern part of Ireland.
Okay.
But I haven't been to Scotland, and I haven't been, like, to Dublin, northern part of Ireland, because when I went to Ireland, Dublin was off limits at that time due to political uprisings.
Oh.
So I'd like to at least see that. And, you know, if a deal comes along, the tourist or the tour guide said, hey, we've got a special going on for this particular country. Why, okay, if I haven't been there or seen that, then I'm interested in pursuing it.
You're going to go, huh?
Uh-huh. I don't want to keep going back to the same place over and over. I want to go to new places each time. So that's what I strive to achieve.
Okay. So if you had a choice, where would you go?
Now that I have not been?
Yeah.
I would kind of like to take a river cruise, like on the little Viking cruises that goes around perhaps the Mediterranean islands, and it stops at different countries or different spots and lets you get off and enjoy the culture of that area. But so far I haven't done that. One of my traveling friends doesn't like water, so I can't talk her into it. So I've just got to work on somebody else and find me another trip partner. I just get different people at different times, you know, whoever I find that was interested in pursuing what I wanted to do.
How did you find so many people to travel with? Do you make friends along on different tours?
That happens. And then I've got two or three here locally that I inquire. Like my classmate that we went on this trip, this was the fourth time we have gone on a trip together since her husband passed away about 6 years ago. So if I find a trip of interest and I start looking for a traveling mate, because I won't travel alone because it's so much higher if you're going single as if you were going double.
Oh, really?
So I always look for a roommate for any place. But I have had two or three instances where I did not have a roommate and told the tour company that I would like to do that trip. Did they have anybody else that was interested in the trip that needed a roommate? And if they do have, and they can put us together and at least let us meet perhaps before we make the trip to see that we would be compatible and then have a roommate, you know, like that.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so far, that has worked out nicely for me.
Okay. What do you... now, I know India was a big trip for you. Because
definitely.
You have always wanted to see the Taj Mahal.
That's right.
And you just got out of India before some political trouble again. You were...
The terrorists attacked my hotel about 30 or 45 minutes after I left that hotel.
So do you not have that concern that you might get into a political situation?
I don't. My daughters do. But I don't.
Okay.
And the fact that I got out before anything happened, it hasn't affected me.
Okay.
You know, I haven't required counseling and trying to get over the whole situation. Now, there was five more from my group that was confined for 36 hours before they could get out, and they probably did need some counseling to help them get through it. Oh. But since I missed it totally, it didn't affect me.
And it's not going to stop you, huh?
No, I realized it more when I got the video here in the past 3 or 4 months of Hotel Mumbai.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that video?
Yes.
The movie? Yeah. I looked at that fairly recently, and watching it happen, that makes it more real to me than the fact I didn't know it happened until about 18 or 20 hours after it happened.
Wow. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So I was back in New York, and I saw on a TV screen as I was going to my gate to come home by way of St. Louis, and that's where I first heard it. My roommate and I stopped and looked at each other and said, isn't that where we just left? And it was. So we were very fortunate. God was with us.
Okay. So you would recommend traveling to anyone? Any
I
age?
I would. If people have enough adventure in their hearts to get out and see new things and explore new things, yes, I would recommend traveling. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. It's been the highlight of my retirement.
Oh, okay. And let me ask you a question about the states. What state was your favorite?
There's been a lot of things in California that I thoroughly enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been all the way up and down the coastline, and I've been out there three or four times now. And I thoroughly enjoyed California. Of course, I enjoyed Hawaii, and I enjoyed Alaska, you know, being out and away from the 48 here, so to speak. Fargo, North Dakota was the last place that I went to get my 50th state.
Mm-hmm.
And we had such a fun time because in making this trip, we couldn't figure out anything to go up there for, so we just made a special trip. We drove a day and a half, 900 miles to get there, spent the night, played tourist the next day, spent that night, and turned around the following day and came home, another 900 miles. But it was so fun because that made our 50th state.
All right.
Yes.
That sounds great.
So, Australia, New Zealand's a wonderful place to visit.
Uh-huh.
New Zealand, perhaps, being one of the most beautiful green countries, you know, as far as greenery and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Norway's beautiful because it's full of greenery and fjords. Ireland's supposed to have, well, I've heard 32 shades of green,
mm-hmm.
and it's a beautiful place to visit.
Okay.
Israel is very special because Israel, with Jesus' birthplace and everything, was a very special trip.
Okay.
So there's just something special about all of them.
Okay.
And you meet new people, you meet new friends. One of my trips to California, instead of hanging out with my roommate because she had been put, we'd been put together,
mm-hmm.
I kind of hung out with some other couples. And one of the couples, I even visited a couple of times since then because they live in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
And I can leave my daughters and go through Huntsville instead of going through Chattanooga. So I stayed all night with them one night. Then I was on another tour trip, on a bus trip, that we spent the night in Huntsville. So I called them. They met me at the restaurant, and we visited for a couple of hours. The man has a PhD and had worked at Huntsville Complex for his profession.
Mm-hmm.
And just lovely, lovely people.
Wow.
So, you know, I've met some really nice people that it'd be nice that I can stay in touch with any of them. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And have you ever been in a situation where you were afraid or just thought, well, this is a little weird?
Maybe I haven't had enough sense to be afraid. But no, I really can't say that I've been afraid in any of the situations, nothing that comes to mind. You know, I've been in a spot a time or two, okay, I don't know, which way should I go from here? Like when the girls and I were in London, we had been at the Buckingham Palace for the changing of the guards. We wanted to go find the Hard Rock Cafe to eat, and we were kind of standing out on the street looking at our maps and trying to figure out which is north, south, east, or west. But along came a bobby. He said, can I help you? And he told us which direction to go, which we headed off in the right direction. it wasn't long till, as we were wandering along the sidewalk, a taxi slowed down by us and said, "Can I give you a lift?" And we refused at the time, stating we were almost where we were going. But he kind of kept slowly going along, and he finally insisted, "Hey, I can take you there. I'm off duty. I won't charge you anything. And it's just right over the way here." And we had the nicest visit with that man as he took us to the Hard Rock Cafe. And we thoroughly enjoyed that.
How
but
sweet.
No, as far as really being afraid, I can't say that I've ever been in a position that I really felt, you know, uncomfortable.
Okay. All right. Well, we're about run out of time. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I guess that kind of sums things up.
Okay.
As to the main things, you know, that would be the most interesting maybe to anybody.
Okay. I want to thank you for being on the call telling me all about Iceland and all your trips, Mary. And thanks for being adventurous enough to go out and take these trips.
Yes.
Maybe we'll talk again when you get back from Scotland.
Okay, I can get my roommate committed or find a new one if I have to, then we'll see about going to Scotland. Northern Ireland.
All right. That sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.